SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. United States dismissing as nonsense Russia's allegation that Ukraine was involved in last week's deadly attack in Moscow. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The White House said it is abundantly clear that the Islamic State was solely responsible for the concert hall attack that claimed more than 140 lives. National Security spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. even tried to help prevent the terrorist attack. He told reporters that the U.S. passed to Russian security services a written warning of an extremist attack on large gatherings in Moscow. Kirby said it was one of many such warnings provided in advance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden facing severe criticism from Donald Trump, conservatives, even Democrats, for proclaiming March 31st, of course today, Easter Sunday, as, quote, Transgender Day of Visibility. Biden called on all Americans to join us in lifting up the lies and voices of transgender people throughout our nation and to work toward eliminating violence. Trump's campaign accused Biden of being insensitive to Christianity. Also at srnnews.com, Wall Street launches into the second quarter of the year on the heels of a pretty good first quarter.
The stock market ended the first quarter in record fashion, gaining 47 points. The Dow closed Thursday at a record 39,807, while the NASDAQ ended just below its all-time high. The S&P 500 set another record, and over the first 3 months of the year, the S&P gained an impressive 10.2%. Tech stocks were among the market's best first-quarter performers. Shares of Supermicrocomputer soared an extraordinary 255%. Rich Thomason reporting.
And this is SRN News. A new look at faith in America.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that the only group of believers that is growing in this country is non-believers. 26% of Americans are religiously unaffiliated, up from 21% a decade ago. All faith groups are seeing declines in membership, with Catholics leading the way down. The poll does indicate that white evangelical Protestants are losing the least number of people, holding just about steady. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life groups in Croatia urging the government there to ban abortion. There are regular vigils outside clinics and marches that do draw thousands. Abortion is legal and generally available in Croatia, but in 2003, doctors were granted the right to refuse to perform the procedure. That has resulted in many women traveling to nearby Slovenia, where abortion laws are liberal. This is SRN News. A data breach at AT&T.
The telecommunications giant's notifying millions of customers about the theft of personal data recently discovered on the dark web and contains information such as social security numbers for about 7.5 million current AT&T account holders and 65 million former account holders. The company's already reset passcodes of current users and will be communicating with account holders whose sensitive personal information was compromised. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
An Easter weekend storm slamming into Southern California, with it bringing more rain and some mountain snow to higher elevations. That area already drenched by what has been an extremely wet winter. Lawmakers in more than a dozen states proposing legislation to allow spiritual chaplains in public schools. Proponents say the move will ease a youth mental health crisis and offer spiritual care. More details at srnnews.com.